I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, April 27th. There were only 5 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 101. Quincy's positivity rate is down to 2.6%, and the city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 152 deaths. The Quincy City Council is reviewing Mayor Thomas Koch's plan to create a new home for Quincy College. The Finance Committee heard the initial plans by the city to purchase the Monroe Building in Quincy Center, tear it down, and create a new 15-story building for the college and for city offices from the glass building of City Hall that would also be torn down. The plan remains in the Finance Committee. 24-year-old Tyler McClain of Weymouth is being held without bail after pleading not guilty to stabbing 3 21-year-old men outside Rags Tavern in Quincy Point early Sunday morning. McClain is due back in court for a dangerousness hearing next month. The 3 victims remain hospitalized. The MBTA says it will resume Hingham ferry service to Boston next month. Weekday service will run between Hingham, Hull, and Rose Wharf, and limited weekday service to Logan Airport. Quincy School Committee member Doug Guttrow will seek another 4-year term this fall. Guttrow says he will be a candidate for re-election. After first being elected in 2017, Guttrow was formerly a Ward 5 and at-large city councilor. He says the schools must focus on creating some sense of normalcy for students post-pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, April 27th.